Today on the Victory Unlimited show, we're going to talk about what you should do when your girlfriend starts withdrawing from you. We're also going to find out what celebrity news can teach you about women and about yourself. You're going to be briefed on why sometimes the more attractive the woman, the more drama she can bring into your life. That's right. Today, we're going to fly the VU bomber high over Hollywood and drop some knowledge bombs on exactly what is the Halle Berry syndrome. Let's go.
If you picked up this frequency, downloaded this MP3, or gained access to this broadcast by any means, know that you are not listening to just another ordinary radio show. You are listening to the greatest dating, relationship, and life strategy show for men in the world.
The details you're about to receive listening to this show is for entertainment purposes only. Policies and regulations you are entering into the agreement. Every undertaking or responsibility
Becoming the best man that you can be is a lifelong fight, so welcome to the war, soldier.
Many of you know me. I am Victory Unlimited, and this is the Victory Unlimited show. I've got a quick bit of intel that I need to drop off on you to get you up to speed on what's been going on. Behind the scenes, we've been continuing to build this war machine. We've taken this mission to the next level. Number one, as of today, the Victory Unlimited show is available on iTunes. Number two, also as of today, the Victory Unlimited show is now available at the Zune Marketplace, too. I need for everybody who gets a kick out of this show to go and write some reviews on iTunes and spread the word about this show if you believe that it'll help somebody else. Got it? Now, if you're brand new to all of this, after you finish listening to this show, I encourage you to go back to Mission 1. Civilians would call it Episode 1. Regardless of what you call it, go back and listen to how this all began. Number three. As of the past 2 weeks, in addition to and in between the knowledge bombs that I drop on the show, by special request, I've also begun debriefing you guys on specific topics that you really need to know about from my headquarters here at VictoryUnlimitedShow.com. These special commentaries are called command posts. So if you missed the first two I posted up, you got some catching up to do. Now, all the loyal listeners who ain't been half-stepping already know about all of this. But for all the rest of you who are just now joining me for the first time to go on this Become a Better Man mission, now you know. So, troops, in between broadcasts, don't think for a minute that all is quiet around here. You ought to know by now that this mission don't stop, son. And special announcement number four. Thanks to everybody who's gotten the battle plan so far. You are the folks who are funding this war effort. You are the folks who have made it possible for me to keep helping men help themselves. This wouldn't be possible without you, and I appreciate you. Now, let's roll with this. Today, I've got a message from Luke. He's 37, from Las Vegas, Nevada. And the title of his email is, How Can I Keep From Losing Her? I repeat, the title of his email is, How Can I Keep From Losing Her? And Luke writes, Hey, Commander-in-Chief, hope all is going well with you. I just found out about your show with Mission 10, the Phoenix Chick episode. That one was good, so I checked out a few other ones too. So far, Mission 4 is my favorite. It's not every day I hear a show with a good mix of style and substance like this one. It matters to me that you really do sound like you give a damn about the things that you talk about. Okay, now that I'm through giving you your props, I was hoping that you would pick my email and give me some strategies I can use in my current situation. Here's the deal. I met this girl around 4 months ago. She's about 30, with an absolutely drop-dead, gorgeous figure. I'm talking a serious, slender, hourglass thing working here. Measurements probably around 36, 22, 36. Pretty face, beautiful skin, and a short, sexy hairstyle that really fits her features well. To be real, no lie, she looks a whole lot like a younger version of Halle Berry. She's my idea of a bum-level babe. I met her at a fashion show for an upcoming line of cutting-edge swimsuits. The reason I was there was because of what I do for a living. What I do for a living is supervise and organize big events here at the hotel I work for. And she was there as one of the models. Anyway, after the show, I approached her, and at first, she was standoffish. But I pulled out all the stops to get her attention. Eventually, she warmed up a little bit more and started talking a little bit more with me. And she eventually gave me her number, too. Well, after that, I must have called her a couple of times a week for almost a month. During that time, my calls either went straight to voicemail, or if she answered, she told me that she was busy and that she'd call me back later. Eventually, I did manage to catch her when she had time to talk, and she agreed to meet me for a date. So, we went out, and we really hit it off. We've been seeing each other pretty regularly ever since. I really like being with her. She's the best-looking girl I've ever dated. Everywhere I take this girl, everywhere we go, she turns heads, guys and girls. Everywhere we go, guys can barely keep their eyes on the girls that they're with because they're too busy staring at her. And the girls in the club or restaurants that we go to are always looking at her, rolling their eyes. They're obviously jealous of how good she looks. Oh, and something else. Since her and I have been together, some guys have even had the nerve to come up to me and say, "How did a guy like you get a girl like that?" I guess they think she's out of my league or something. Anyway, things were going great with me and her up until about 3 weeks ago. Then, for some reason, she started acting like she was irritated with me whenever I called her. I guess I might have been calling her too much or something, so I waited for her to call me sometimes, but she rarely did. So when I started back to calling her again, she started acting funny, kind of distant. I started getting her voicemail again a lot. And when I do reach her, most of the time she's busy and has to call me back. And when she does call me back, the talks we have are kind of short. I've only seen her twice over the last 3 weeks. I don't know what's going on here, VU. Did I do something wrong here? Did I make a false move somewhere? Anyway, I'm just wondering what I need to do. My question is, what's the best way for me to get my girl back when she started acting distant? Luke, thanks for taking the time to send this email in. But here's the thing. You probably may not even be aware of this, but there's a much, much bigger issue going on here than just what you wrote to me about in this email. Yeah, on the surface, it reads like a typical question, but that's only the tip of the iceberg here. There's a dynamic at work here. There's a certain mindset that you have that may be the cause of why you're going through what you're going through right now with this girl. But we'll get deep into that next. Right now, let's go ahead and answer the question you just asked me as straightforwardly as possible. You asked, what's the best way for you to get your girl back when she started acting distant? Okay. First, let's make some pretty big assumptions here. Let's assume that you've been upholding your end of the relationship to the best of your knowledge. And I know that's a pretty big if, but let's go with it. Also, let's assume that you're the kind of guy that makes your girl feel comfortable talking to you about any issues or concerns that may come up in the relationship. I know, that's another big if, too. But let's go with that one, too. Because the truth is, there are a lot of guys out here who don't fall into that jerk, butthole, or totally selfish category that a lot of women like to put guys in. Anyway, back on the subject, let's say that the things that I just brought up apply to you, and you haven't done anything crazy or committed any big-time relationship war crimes against this girl, and she still has started to act distant, and she still has started to pull away from you. Here's what's probably going on. Realize that whenever a woman starts to pull away from you, and you aren't guilty of anything in particular, 9 times out of 10, she's doing it because she's either seeing somebody else or thinking hard about whether or not she should start to see somebody else. Now, you may be wondering, what about that one time that's left over? What about that 1 time out of 10? What's the reason why a woman starts to withdraw from you when she's not seeing somebody else or not even thinking about seeing somebody else yet? Well, let me answer that question that I can almost hear you asking. Whenever there isn't another guy in the picture yet, and a woman pulls away from you physically and emotionally, she's doing it to evaluate you and the relationship that she has with you. You see, a lot of women, before they decide to do the tandem jump out of the relationship with you, will first take the time to separate themselves from you long enough for them to decide whether or not they really still want to be with you. Most of the time, what they're doing is running a mental film, a mind movie, a relationship retrospective, if you will. And what is this film about? What is this film about that she's watching in her mind? Well, it's about you. Yeah, it's about the relationship too, but it's mostly about you. All the big sins against her that you might have committed, the big sins and the little sins, she starts to mentally list as a strike that she can count against you. So when a woman goes into withdrawal mode, the last thing you need to do is chase after her. The last thing you need to do is call her and keep asking her what's wrong over and over again. The last thing you need to do is to start amping up your love and romance attack to the nth power by all of a sudden treating her better than even she knows that she deserves to be treated at this point in the relationship. All the moves that I've just described are bad moves or wrong moves because they come across as desperation. And one of the most unattractive things to most women is a desperate man. A man who's willing to throw away what shreds of self-respect he may have left just to keep a girl who's clearly on the verge of losing all respect for him. So now that you know what you don't need to do, what should you do? What you should do is to do the exact opposite of what you think you should do. Do the opposite of what you say you've been doing. Stop chasing her. Stop calling her. And stop pursuing her. Women who pull away from you like this already know that you want them. So the best tactic for you to use is to implant a question mark in her mind. A question mark that says, maybe you don't want her either. You see what I'm getting at here? You see what I'm getting at here? Whenever you got somebody chasing you and you're used to hearing their footsteps behind you, then all of a sudden you don't hear them anymore, what usually happens? Most of the time, you look over your shoulder to see if they're still chasing you. Then, when you don't see them anymore, sometimes you'll even stop running. And if you're a curious kind of person, sometimes you'll pull a complete about face. You'll turn around and start looking for the person who was chasing after you just to see what happened to them. And in some rare cases, if you see them from a distance running away from you now in the opposite direction, you might find yourself starting to chase after them. And if for a moment you think that what I just told you is far-fetched, let's jump into the Wayback Machine and go back and remember our childhoods for just a second. I'm quite sure a few of us remember those days of playing different variations of a game we used to call Chase a Girl, Catch a Girl. And for those of you who do remember that game, you also remember that sometimes as little kids, when we used to chase after the girls that we liked, sometimes when we stopped chasing after them, they turned around and started chasing after us. And do you remember why they started chasing after us? Do you remember why they chased us? It was because some of those little girls secretly liked us too. I trust that my analogy was not lost on you. So, from that example that I just gave you, it should be clear that the motivating factors behind what would make any woman who's been running away from you suddenly turn around and start chasing you instead is that she must still have enough attraction for you, interest in you, or curiosity about you to make her do it. This is the reason why when a woman starts acting like she doesn't want to talk to you, you should stop calling her. This is the reason why when a woman starts acting distant, you should start acting like you don't even remember meeting her. This is the reason why when a woman starts becoming seldom seen, you should act like you've just changed your identity and went into the witness protection program. You get what I'm saying to you? Now, I'm over exaggerating this to make a point, but just barely. So how do you get your girl back when she starts acting distant? You get her back by acting even more distant and disinterested than she's acting. That's your best chance of salvaging the relationship. What you're doing here is steering the conversation that she's been having in her mind away from, do I really want to be with this guy? To, why is this guy acting like he doesn't want to be with me? Though I do have to tell you, once a relationship has reached this point of you feel like you have to pull a maneuver like this just to keep her, you got to know that this relationship is already on life support. Or even if you do manage to win her back or pull her back to you, you got to realize that more than likely, it'll never be the same. It'll never be as good as you thought it was before you had to pull a maneuver like this. And speaking of how the relationship was in the beginning, did it ever occur to you that this chick wasn't ever really that into you in the first place? Also, did it ever occur to you that she might have only been with you because in her mind, you were just a placekeeper for her, that somebody else came along and not an actual keeper? Now, I realize that this is probably something that you didn't want to hear or something you didn't even want to consider, but whether you wanted to hear it or not, I had to tell it to you straight. So, if this move actually does work for you, you have to decide if it's worth still having this relationship, that is. Because here's some more hardcore truth for you. Most women who are still really into you don't pull away from you when they're evaluating the relationship with you. They draw closer to you. Enough said. Hopefully that was some intel that you can use.
The Victory Unlimited show is brought to you by the Victory Unlimited Battle Plan, saving men from themselves, one man at a time. Come and join us at victoryunlimitedshow.com and find out how you can get the classified intel on how to win the war, to attract, engage, and execute better relationships with women by becoming a better man.
Now, let's move on from that to the bigger issue that I alluded to a little earlier. Underneath this whole subject of what you should do to get back with this extremely attractive girl that you met is the subject of exactly why you wanted this woman in the first place. And before you say, because she's attractive, I know that. I know. But I'm taking a second look at this email here, and one thing that jumped out at me was the fact that in this whole email, it's all about how this woman looks. I don't see anything here about who she is. Again, yeah, I know she looks like Halle Berry. Duh. But what else is it about her? What makes her important enough for you to write this email to me about her? I mean, what else has she got going on? I mean, the way you started this letter off, I was expecting to get a little bit more intel on this woman than you gave me. I mean, I was interested in finding out more about how attractive she was inside, too. I was interested in finding out what kind of views she has on guys, dating, relationships, or just life in general. I was interested in finding out what else she had going on besides her looks. You see, I was interested in finding out about all of those things. Weren't you? Are you? It sure doesn't seem like it. All you seem to care about were two things. Number one, the fact that she looked like Halle Berry. And number two, how can you keep from losing this girl that looked like Halle Berry? And speaking of Halle Berry, now I realize that the Victory Unlimited show has a worldwide audience. But just in case some of you guys are out of the Western world loop of celebrity knowledge, let me give you some quick and dirty facts about just who Halle Berry is. Yeah, again, for those two guys out there who don't know who Halle Berry is a former beauty queen, an actress, a longtime celebrity sex symbol, and a highly paid spokesmodel for, I think, Revlon makeup and beauty products. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is that Halle Berry is also a lady who's had more than her fair share of press lately. Many of you are already familiar with her history, winning Golden Globes and Oscars for her acting, getting her own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, being called one of the most beautiful women in the world, etc., etc. But the reports about Halle Berry don't just go one way. There's also allegations made against her. Accusations that she makes bad choices in men, choosing guys who abuse her. Accusations that say that she's known for having wild fits of rage while in relationships. And accusations that generally say that some guys find her just hard to deal with. Now, the Victory Unlimited show is not TMZ or some other celebrity news show or some other show that does investigative journalism. So I have no idea what's real, what's sensational, or what's outright lies about this woman. But what I do know is this. As beautiful a woman as she is, Halle Berry's trials and tribulations prove beyond a shadow of a doubt one thing. And that is, good looks alone are not enough to guarantee a great relationship. And actually, her story seems somewhat tragic to me. And I wish her well in her future relationships. But the reason why I brought her up was because of what she represents. Yeah, let's talk about the Halle Berry syndrome. What is the Halle Berry syndrome? Well, for our purposes, let's think of Halle Berry as a synonym for beauty, good looks, or a captivating outside appearance. Now, let's define syndrome. A syndrome is a group of symptoms that, when you put them all together, they're characteristic of a specific disorder, disease, or social condition. So, having prefaced it that way, Halle Berry syndrome is defined as a condition that people develop whenever their preoccupation with good looks causes them to ignore everything else that's necessary to achieve a good relationship. And make no mistake, the Halle Berry syndrome is really gender neutral. It may come as a surprise to you to know that women and men can suffer from this syndrome. Let's take women first. Women who have the Halle Berry syndrome tend to think that all they need to be successful in relationships or to be successful with men are their good looks alone. Women with this syndrome usually have been attractive since they were little. They're used to guys being all over them without them ever having to work on becoming just as beautiful on the inside as they are on the outside. So because they've been able to get by on their looks for most of their lives, they've never developed the kind of pleasing personalities or inner qualities that they need in order to be successful in relationships. Women who have this syndrome create so much drama in the lives of the men that they're with because they expect these men to do most of the heavy lifting in the relationship while they just sit back and just enjoy the fruits of his labor. After all the guy wanted them for in the first place was for their looks, right? So what kind of motivation does a woman like that really have to do anything to actually deserve that guy's love, affection, or attention? Unfortunately, a lot of women who have the Halle Berry syndrome never even realize that they need to become more attractive inside until they start to noticeably see their own beauty start to fade. Now, the men, on the other hand, the men who have the Halle Berry syndrome are affected by it a different way. Men who have the Halle Berry syndrome are guys who will overlook everything about a woman they're attracted to just because she's attractive, just because of how good she looks. That's why Luke, who just wrote me that letter, never said one word about what kind of person the woman was that he was dating. He just talked on and on about how good she looked. I mean, he said absolutely nothing about anything else. Why? Because that was all he seemed to care about. That and finding a way to keep her around. Now, don't take this the wrong way. This isn't Beat Up Luke Day on the Victory Unlimited show. No, this is about speaking to the larger issue. Truth is, Luke, I believe you're into this girl mostly because being with her blows your head up. You probably haven't thought of it this way before, but you use this girl like a tool, an instrument, a high-pressure pump to inflate your own ego. That's why you talked at length about how much attention you got just from being with her. What you did was mess around and get caught up in the halo effect. Now, the halo effect is what happens when guys see a girl that looks so good to them that they give her credit for being good, whether or not she's shown herself to be so. Who was it? Elvis? Was it Elvis? Who was it that sung that song, Devil in Disguise? Yeah, I think it was him. Check out the lyrics to that song. I think they went something like, she looks like an angel. She walks like an angel. But when I got wise, I saw that she was the devil in disguise. Now, don't take that analogy too far. No one is saying that every beautiful woman is the devil or even that most of them are. But what I am saying is that don't put them over in that angel category until they show you some wings. Let the situation play out. Let her earn those wings. Don't just be giving them out like Halloween candy. In other words, slow your roll. You see, the worst part about Halle Berry syndrome is that unlike women, men who have this almost never recover from it just because they get older. No, some guys will always suffer from this unless they finally get burned bad enough by the wrong beautiful woman, or like I call it in the battle plan, until they get beauty stabbed. Unfortunately, that's the only way some guys will ever learn that beauty really is skin deep. High school literature should have taught you that. Anybody out there listening to me right now, do you remember the picture of Dorian Gray? If you don't, that was a novel written by Oscar Wilde over 100 years ago, I believe, and you can learn a lot from it even now. They've even made movies about this, a lot of movies, actually. Sometimes they get called different names, but they're all the same movie because they come from the same source material, from the Oscar Wilde book. Let's turn this into high school English class for the last few minutes of the show. That book That book was basically about how people become so infatuated with their beauty or somebody else's beauty to the point where it becomes all-consuming, to the point where it ultimately becomes self-destructive. In the original book and in the movie versions, the main character, Dorian Gray, has a picture painted of him to preserve his good looks, to preserve his beauty, so to speak. Then, one day, he decides that he liked the way he looked so much, he loved his beauty so much, and he loved the constant pursuit of hedonism so much, he decided that, yeah, that he'd be willing to sell his own soul in exchange for staying young and attractive forever. So what happened was that from that moment on, supernaturally, every negatively selfish act, every bad thing that he did never showed up on his face or his body. Instead, all the bad things about him, every sin he committed, showed up on that picture that he had painted of him instead. That picture, that portrait that he kept hidden away from everybody else, became more and more scarred, aged, scratched up, and disfigured with every bad thing that he did. That portrait was always there, staring at him to remind him that nobody can really make it through life happily without having inner attractiveness to go along with whatever outer attractiveness they may have. People are always more than the image that you see on the outside. The true person, the real person, is always there on the inside, waiting to be discovered. And only after you see the real person are you in the best position to either decide to accept them or not accept them into your life. And for anybody who hasn't read that book or seen that movie, things don't turn out so great for Dorian in the end. I won't go into the details, but let's just say that there's a lot of screaming and cutting and dying in the end. And to take this all the way back to the Halle Berry syndrome, in the movies, based on the book, the character of Dorian Gray has been played by both men and women, which is very fitting to the analogy that I've made, don't you think? And one final comment here on the picture of Dorian Gray, both the book and all the movies that have been made from it. Most of the time when you're looking for those, most of the time when you do a search, you'll find that book or those movies classified under the category of horror. Interesting, isn't it? So what does that tell you about the outcome of letting yourself worship good looks over everything? Of letting yourself worship good looks over everything else in life or in a relationship that should matter at least just as much? Now that's something to think about, isn't it? Well, anyway, I've probably accidentally scared some of you enough for one show. So this is Victory Unlimited, signing off. Always outnumbered, but never outgunned. Wishing you Godspeed. And no matter how many battles you fight, may your victories be unlimited.